This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free line that you can use to call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, you've got a story here of 15 things that people do to, well, annoy other people. Some of them not intentional.
Yeah,
I'm guessing.
I don't think anybody other than me seeks out every day on how they're going to annoy other people, but there are things that you may be doing on social media or may be doing in real life that do kind of turn people off.
And we started this list in the last hour, but just go real quickly and give us the sort of summary
Sure.
of what these first couple
so
were.
So far, we've talked about sharing too many photos on Facebook.
Yep.
And people can get turned off if you have too few or too many Facebook friends.
Right. So basically, you need to somehow figure out exactly what baby bear number is.
About
Yeah, because they're saying
300 is a sweet spot.
Right, and I know
a
lot of times
one study.
People refer to that as like the Goldilocks zone, but it was actually baby bear, where, you know, like mama bears was to this, papa bears was to that, but baby bears was always just right. So it should be the baby bear zone, not the Goldilocks zone. But let's continue.
Yep. The next one, this I think has to do with us, could be online or could be in real life, but disclosing something extremely personal early on in a relationship.
All right. So like first date, talking about your traumatic breakup.
Is this about social media?
It could be. This one could be real life, and these can go either way. But these are just things that may cause people to get turned off. If you were to tell something, and this is what the article says, in general, people like each other more after they've traded some confidences. Self-disclosure is one of the best ways to make friends as an adult. And I think we've all done that. You share something about you that you may not share with everyone, and that sort of establishes a bit of a connection. But if you share that too early, then that can kind of push people away, kind of turn them off. Psychologists say that disclosing something too intimate, say that your sister is having an extramarital affair while you're still getting to know someone, can make you seem insecure and decrease your likability. So what they say, the key to getting the right amount, the key is to get just the right amount of personal, as a 2013 study led by Susan Sprecher.
So you let them know you have a sister. You don't let them know anything personal about your sister.
Right. And that her kids look like the mailman.
I feel like I'll just go on a date and dump it all out there on the first one. Like, hey, if you're still here, hey, baby.
If we're having dessert, then what can
Might
I
as
say?
Well just get it all on the table
right,
now.
Right. Before we waste everybody's time here.
I only live once. What time is it?
You know how you've probably seen, and we'll get to the Discord call here in just a second, but you've probably seen the thing where a lot of bars have some kind of code that women can tell the bartender.
Yeah.
To where the bartender knows, you know, like the date's going bad. Blah,
get this guy away from me.
Is that a real thing, or is that just
I don't know. I've seen it on social media.
Yeah, me too.
I'm wondering if there's some kind of code that the guys can tell the bartender of, that girl over there is psycho, please help me leave.
I think that's when we fake check our phones.
Yeah, let's go to, I've got to go to the bathroom, and then you get lost and just happen to find your car. Let's go to, I believe this is Wick. Calling in on the Discord line, Wick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey there. Yeah, no, I just was picking up on the conversation that you are having about how many Facebook friends people have. I mean, I can't help thinking that loads of Facebook friends, if someone has loads of Facebook friends, to me, it kind of just says that they might be a bit untrustworthy. I mean, I think that if people use the word friend too loosely, or like if people call you a friend, without really knowing you.
Right. Just makes right. And I think that, Americans, and I don't know about the rest of the country, but Americans in general don't make use of the word acquaintance.
Yeah.
Near enough.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. What's it like in England, Wick? Do you separate people you know into acquaintances versus friends, or?
Yeah, I do, and I think most people do. I've noticed, actually, when people say the word friend, like, too soon, the first thing it makes me think is, oh, that's a bit, like, American of you.
Yeah, guilty. Yeah, it does, and it's sort of aggrandizing yourself.
I think Facebook's kind of given, like, in a way, like, given a new connotation to the word friend.
I was just thinking that, yeah.
Like,
go ahead.
It labels anybody that you click that one accept button as a quote-unquote friend, even if you know nothing about them. And so people have this, like, false sense of friendship with all of these different people when, right. At the end of the day, those people could probably care less.
That's
about
why
you.
I like, and it's could not care less, because if you could care, that means couldn't that you care do less. Care some about
whatever.
I prefer the old AIM wording of buddy.
Buddy.
I just yellow carded Daryl for being pedantic again.
But again, hold on. It's if you listen to Holland Cook, that's one of his big pet peeves. I've got so many pet peeves, I could start a peeve petting farm.
I'm sitting with two of my Facebook friends right now in the flesh.
Right, but I do consider you guys my friends.
Are we your friend? Am I really your friend, Chris?
No, but I'm going to tell you that to your face.
You're my buddy.
Yeah. I'm your buddy, Daryl. Thanks.
How you my doing buddy. There, buddy?
My buddy and me.
All right, but it is. I think Facebook
commercials.
I think Facebook has changed that. And it used to be, you know, you had acquaintances, you had people you knew, and that's how you would introduce them. But then along comes Facebook, and along comes Mafia Wars, and suddenly you've got 2,500 friends, quote unquote, in 2009, and that's not real.
I feel like a friend is like a really like intimate thing. It's somebody that you can literally like confide in. It's not just somebody that like shares similar political views, or it's deeper than that.
Go ahead, Wick.
If you would put them on your cell 411 thing, then that's definitely
right.
Hold on, say that again.
I don't know exactly how cell 411 thinks. I think you add people to it, like, if you want them to respond.
Right.
Oh, yes, yes. I forget what terminology they use. Maybe connections, I don't know.
Yeah. And there's a couple different ways, and maybe cell 411 is a good example of how that can work. You can join sort of a larger group for a particular region. But the guy I will trust to get the alert that says my house is being broken into and I would like you to come because the police aren't going to make it there in time.
Right.
Come in with a gun and take care of this. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a much shorter list.
Right. And then, with cell 411 as well, you can send out on, like, my car is broken down. You can send that to everybody in a certain radius. Or if it is that, my house is broken into, you can pre-select the people that you want notified about that.
Right, or a very embarrassing sexual injury.
Yeah, see, you don't reveal those,
right,
Chris. That's why people don't like you.
Only tell your friends.
You would. That's where it gets down
that's
to a very specific
that's why you only have seven
friends
on Facebook. And Wick, thank
you
for
if you happen to date
call.
A psycho or something and you shared that information with friends.
Don't talk about my girlfriend like that. Come on.
She is not a psycho. She just looks like one when she tries to run. I love you, Colleen.
Go. There you go. We are going to continue here. Thanks for the call, Wick. I really appreciate
it. This list. This is good.
Yeah. Asking someone questions without talking about yourself at all.
Right. And this is one of those fine line sort of things, right? Because depending on what the question is that they're initially responding to, and I'm just going to give the example of you meet somebody for the first time, yep. Or you're out on a first date or whatever, you want to try to relate to them,
right?
But you don't want them to think that you're just turning everything they say into, this is all about me now.
Right, and you do, and I think people probably overreact to that, overcompensate. Mm-hmm. I prefer to talk about what somebody else wants to talk about. I rather be a good listener.
I feel like we have to be somewhat likable, or we wouldn't be on the air.
But I could also see it being like, if I just sat there and like sort of listened and kept asking probing questions, at some point somebody's going to go,
then you're interviewing them.
Is he a stalker?
Is this an interrogation?
Your right. call. Am I being detained? Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. Maybe I want to be detained.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratesoutborders.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about things that people do to, well, hopefully not intentionally annoy you, but maybe it is. We've gone through, what, three or four of the things on the list. We'll get back to the list here in just a moment, but I want to tell you about a website that hopefully doesn't intentionally annoy you or even unintentionally annoy you. Well, maybe it unintentionally annoys you because it doesn't have your favorite liberty-minded business listed on it, talking about Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like on Yelp, but there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your volunteerist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's Liberty.menu. We'll get back to the list here in just a second, but we go to the phones where we've got Matthew calling in from Louisiana, listening to us on the YouTubes. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Heather, and Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. So real quickly, a couple of thoughts about what you've discussed about friends so far.
Yes.
You probably don't want to share details about what your sister or sister-in-law is up to, because that's going to make you sound like a tattler, and nobody's going to take you into their confidence.
Sure.
And if you're sitting there asking a person a bunch of questions about their life and giving very few of your own, that's going to make you sound like a salesman trying to find a way of selling a product to somebody. And they're going to be like, maybe a nice guy, but I don't know that I want to tell this person that much more. Or I'm going to wind up with a home dehumidifier.
So, yeah, very likely.
That was one of the things I thought about when I was listening to y'all talk about this. I went to, there is a fascinating website that's run by our tax money called, by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And I thought it would be interesting because there's another group of people who run a list of government employees per 10,000. So I figured, does that have an impact on your unemployment rate? So I went to take a look, and Louisiana's kind of high. We're not the highest in the nation, contrary to what some of the local conservatives down here believe. But we're right in there with, like, a big number. And some of those government employees are unique to this region. I doubt you have anything in New Hampshire such as flood fighting.
Right.
What was that website again?
BLS.gov. Yeah, BLS.gov. And it's full of all kinds of fascinating information that you paid for, Daryl, whether you wanted to or not. And they've got a cross-tab by region and stuff like that. So in Louisiana, with 282 government employees per 10,000, we have a 4.6 unemployment rate by the E3 number. Okay? I mean, the U3 number. So
right.
You look at New Hampshire, y'all are kicking it. Y'all have a 2.7.
So that's number of employees per how many thousand?
Per 10,000.
Per 10. So two government employees per 10,000 real people. That's not too bad. I'd go for zero.
Well, New Hampshire, we have about three. Y'all have about two. But like I said, y'all don't have to fight flood. So I thought, okay, so a total of a lack of government employees would mean you would have a great unemployment rate, right? It would be low.
It seems
like
it.
So I went and looked at Michigan, which has got the lowest, and they have a 4.6, just like Louisiana.
Now, one thing that makes the New Hampshire unemployment number look lower than what it actually is the difficulty of getting and retaining unemployment compensation in New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So I'm just going to share this anecdotally because I worked in local government. And the first step, if you want to go get assistance and you live in a New Hampshire town, I don't know how cities work, but towns are like less than 20,000 people. So my town's a couple thousand people.
There actually is one town that has a higher population than Keene. So it's not based on population. Okay. It's based on charter.
Something else. Okay.
Yeah.
But your first step to getting this is not to go down and fill out some forms, even though you'll have to fill out some forms. Your first step is to go down to the town offices and talk to the welfare officer for that town. And that means somebody who probably knows all the same people you know. You have to go talk to them directly. It's one person. And you've got to tell them, you've got to share your, you know, your financial information and everything and say what you need and so on and so on. And then, you know, when you request, and you're going to have to request, I need $400 for rent. It's not just like a flat payment. I need $400 to make my rent. Then that is going to go in front of the selectmen to be signed. They have to sign it. But people that you know likely are going to see exactly what your situation is.
Right.
Which is a little different than like a big anonymous state and organization.
Then, and then every week you have to, if you're getting the unemployment, every week you have to provide, here's a list of all the businesses that I applied for a job for last week. Here's the job I applied for. Here's who I spoke with. Here's what they said. And then you have to keep doing that every week. And if you don't provide enough places and enough different places,
right,
they will deny your unemployment for the week.
Yeah. So it's okay. It's challenging. I think it should be that way. Go ahead.
There are some people that they will just opt to not collect it instead of jumping through, you know, the hoops and hurdles and then telling their next door neighbor all of their financials.
Right.
Okay. That's interesting. Because in Louisiana, we have an office. You go down, you fill out the paperwork. If you have been laid off or fired without cause, in other words, it wasn't anything you did.
Right.
If you are unemployed with cause, you are not entitled to receive unemployment. It means you did something to cheese off your employer that was avoidable, an avoidable action on your part, such as not showing up for work.
No call, no show.
Or mooning him while standing on his desk. Then your employer can just tell the unemployment office, no, and this is why, and I have it documented.
Right.
And you're just SOL. But even if you get unemployment, it's only one-third of what your pay was.
Yeah.
So it behooves you to immediately seek employment. And it also behooves you not to have bad references in your background.
Right. Matthew, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, what you could do, just tell somebody that you were the general manager of Toys R Us. How are they going to check that? This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
We are doing so well. So many businesses are moving back to this country. So many car companies are coming back into Michigan and to Ohio and to Pennsylvania and to North and South Carolina. We need people. We don't have the workers anymore. And by the way, that's something that's unique. You haven't heard that for a long time. Wages are going up, right? But we need people. But who do we need? We need people that come in under the merit system.
President Trump speaking at a rally in Great Falls, Montana. Now, on the way to that rally, the president sent out a tweet saying that he accepted the resignation of EPA Chief Scott Pruitt. Trump said Pruitt has done an outstanding job, and he named Pruitt's deputy, Andrew Wheeler, as acting administrator. And your numbers on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 181 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going over a list of things that people do that annoy other people. And one of them on the list was, well, most of these seem to be about social media, but they could also relate to, you know, like, what is often referred to as meet space, so, you know, face-to-face.
Can we just say real life? Like people you really meet? Now we have to come up with
meet space.
Meet space.
So we're basically, you know, like meat skeleton, like you know, meat bags with a, you know, skeleton. Real life things that you...
I understand.
Things that happen online happen in real life.
Right.
Okay. To some extent.
But know, we like are...
You are really typing those words.
Right.
And, you know, it's not a simulation.
But sadly, people are really, like, losing touch with the reality of living. They don't interact as much as they used to. So we do continue to talk about things that happen.
Yeah, you know, so the one was about, you know, posting too much on social media. One was having too many connections on social media.
Sharing too many photos. Right.
But then the other was, like, the last one was, or one of the last ones, was about opening up too quickly and not, you know, sharing enough personal info and just basically interviewing somebody.
Asking someone questions without talking about yourself at all.
Then that led to sort of a broader discussion of friends versus acquaintances.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which I think is it's a good discussion to have. The next one I think is, this is strictly an online thing, but posting a close-up profile photo. This turns people off. So
where it's just the face and it's done in such an angle to where, you know, like, got to get rid of that double chin. And
right.
Got to this, got to that, and then all of these filters. What is it with all the damn barnyard animal things that chicks add to their profile pictures on OkCupid?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not on OkCupid. Hear that, Colleen?
I don't know. That one.
What's that?
I got a close-up profile picture.
On OkCupid?
No, not on OkCupid.
Well, that's what Daryl and I were talking about.
No, I meant...
Oh, you mean like Facebook.
Like, yes.
Okay. So, what this says is if your LinkedIn profile features an image of your face practically smushed up against the camera, you'd be wise to change it. Research from California Institute of Technology suggests that faces photographed from about 45 centimeters, which is about a foot and a half, away are considered less trustworthy, attractive, and competent than faces photographed from 135 centimeters, which is about 4.5 feet away. So when I think of the typical selfie, then your typical selfie
that's
is
about
probably going to cause people...
Half.
Yeah.
Maybe if you've got a long arm.
Yeah, it's somewhere, but it's still approaching where, at least in, according to researchers at California Institute of Technology, are saying people will consider you less trustworthy.
Right.
So
that's dumb. Why?
Is that dumb?
You like your face?
I don't know.
I like my face.
Well, I know you do, and I'm
right,
sure there are a lot
that,
of people who do.
Right?
All right,
that's
so nobody other than Chris can
too close.
See the picture right now.
That is too close.
You
I find
me?
You. I don't.
You
based on
that
photo, I trusted you
me.
Before until I saw that picture. Now I don't trust you at all.
Do you trust me?
Hold on. So if you're going to do, you know, a quote-unquote selfie thing, and you want the full body, stand in front of a mirror, make sure the flash isn't on.
But I bet mirror pictures are going to be on the list, too.
We'll get to that.
Like, oh,
but if anybody would like to research...
Let me explain why don't turn on the flash, because then it, you know, basically blurs everything.
Yeah.
Nobody wants a blurry picture.
No.
Right. Daryl wants high-quality pictures when you stand in front of the mirror and take a picture of your full torso. Am I being accurate there, Daryl? If anybody is interested in exploring that, there is a link, and it goes to PLOS1. And if you just Google this, I'm sure you're going to remember it as you're driving home listening to your radio. Just remember this phrase.
So what am I, 1 for 6? Now?
Perspective distortion from interpersonal distance is an implication, implicit visual cue for social judgments of faces. So if you remember that short sentence and Google that, you'll find the paper that talks about why a foot and a half is too close and why 4.5 feet conveys more trustworthiness when people take your picture.
All right. So roughly how far away was Da Vinci when he painted the Mona Lisa?
We don't even know if that was a self-portrait. That's a theory out
right,
there, too.
Right, but no, like the thing of that amount of, you know, torso and head, like that's
yeah.
what should really be in a photo.
All right, 3-4 feet.
Yeah.
I think headshots are nice.
Right, but you don't want it to be just the head. Like, you don't want to cut off the neck.
Right. And, Heather, your profile picture is attractive. That is, but you've done a filter, and you've shown it in black and white, and la-da-da-da-da.
Black and white photos are cool, but it's like photography, though. It's not like...
Yes, pictures are like photography.
They are.
No, I mean, that's like... Like, it's not... Shut up, Daryl. God.
Right. You don't want to just, like, whip out your phone, go
no,
click,
like,
and go,
what
here
I, meant,
I am.
I didn't mean photography. I meant, like, a visual art.
It
you
is.
Know what I mean? Like, it's a visual art form. I'm
photography
not doing it because
is
I'm,
a
like,
visual art form.
Like, I like arranging photographs in a way that look complimentary. And, like, I think it's no different than any other if you have any aesthetic sense whatsoever.
Yeah, I lack all that. But I can appreciate people that do have that. And when you do pictures, I mean, you post stuff online, it looks like you gave it some thought. The other thing I hate is when people don't give a photo any thought, and I just don't need to see it. You know?
Yeah.
It's all right. That's all right.
Oh, that's why the Fell blog exists as a thing.
Exactly. The next one, hiding your emotions. Researchers suggest that letting your real feelings come through is a better strategy for getting people to like you than bottling them up.
And hold on. Is sharing your emotions also on this list? Because that's one of those things that, you know, people also gripe about that.
They'll probably talk about that.
Well, if you dump it out when you're, like, still getting to know them, I think there's a time and place.
Well, we talked about that. That was another one of the issues where you share something intensely personal too early on in a relationship.
I've had that happen before. Where, not where I did it, but where, like, I met this girl, and within, like, the first conversation, she's, like, dumping everything on me, and I'm like, oh, man.
Just kind of freak.
Yeah. I just feel like she's got so much on her plate, nothing I say is even going to click in her head.
Right. And we'll talk a little bit about keeping things bottled up. In one 2016 study, University of Oregon researchers videotaped people watching two movie scenes, the fake orgasm part of the movie When Harry Met Sally, and a sad scene from The Champ. In some cases, the actors were instructed to react naturally. In others, they were instructed to suppress their emotions. So college students then watched the four versions of the videos. Researchers measured how much interest the students expressed in befriending the people in the videos, as well as their assessments of the personalities of the people in the videos. Researchers showed that suppressors, people that suppress their feelings, were judged less likable, as well as less extroverted and agreeable than people who emoted naturally. The researchers write, quote, "People do not pursue close relationships indiscriminately. They probably look for people who are likely to reciprocate their investments. So when perceivers detect that someone is hiding their emotions, they may interpret that as disinterest in their things, in the things that emotional expression facilitates: closeness, social support, and interpersonal coordination." So yeah, you shouldn't suppress, you know, your feelings, but there's a flip side of that, and I'm trying to think of the name of the movie. It'll come to me, but you know, that guy who just pours it all out there and wants to show you how sensitive he is. Have you ever ran into that? Or someone who just constantly wants to demonstrate how sensitive a person they are and how they will cry at the slightest thing. And
right. There's definitely plenty of people that post sob stuff on Facebook way too much.
Right. But, you know, it seems as though in American society, the only emotions that men are allowed to express are joy and anger.
Right.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts? This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about things that people do that annoy other people. Most of these are things related to social media. Some of them are related to, you know, real life with real human interactions, not just sitting behind a keyboard, banging on it, and screeching at people. We'll get back into the list here in just a moment, but something that might annoy you is unwanted visitors at your house. Well, how can you wind up finding out that there are unwanted visitors at your house? Well, with a security system. We recommend the Blink security system, and it's very easy to use. So you set it up, you download an app on either your smartphone or some other mobile device, be it a tablet, something of that sort. The setup is quick and easy, even if you have a complicated system like some of the hosts here that might not be technically inclined. They still got it done in about 10 to 15 minutes. And then whenever anything moves in front of the wireless camera, you get notified on said mobile device, or you can just take a look whenever you want to. And the best part is there are no contracts, no subscriptions. Here's the deal. You get three Blink security cameras for way less than what the other guys charge, and you get an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. It's all one word, blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Yeah, we'll put up the link to this full list, and I'm not going to keep going over and over all of them, but we just talked about hiding your emotions, and here's the next one, which is acting too nice. Acting too nice can be a turnoff for some people.
Right, and one thing that a lot of people fail to differentiate is nice versus kind.
Right, and when I read that, let's see what it says here. It makes logical sense that the nicer and more altruistic you seem, the more people will like you. But some science suggests otherwise. In a 2010 study, researchers at the Washington State University and the Desert Research Institute had college students play a computer game with four other players who were really manipulations by the researchers. Here's how one of the study's authors explained the study procedure in the Harvard Business Review. Each participant was placed in a five-person group but did not see its other members. Each was given endowments that they could, in their turn, choose to keep or return in whole or in part. There was some incentive to maximize one's holdings, but not an obvious one. The participants were told at the end of the semester a random drawing of their names would be held, and those few who were chosen would have their holdings converted into dining service coupons redeemable at campus eateries. So this is how they got people to do it. Some of the fake participants would give up more points and only take a few vouchers, a rather altruistic behavior. As it turned out, most participants said they wouldn't want to work with their unselfish teammate again. In a similar follow-up experiment in the same study, some said the unselfish teammate made them look bad. Others suspected they had ulterior motives. So the lesson here is, if you act too nice, this may push people away.
All right, so can you explain that again? Because I got kind of lost the
right
way that was being explained.
They basically explained how this experiment worked. And there was going to be a prize, and some of the people were plants. They were plants by the researchers, and they were acting overly nice, or they would be overly altruistic, or say,
right,
you know, so, you go ahead and win, I don't need to.
Right, so let me see if I understand this correctly. Me and you are playing a game. And if I wind up helping you, then in the end I could get a dinner coupon, but if I didn't help you, then you would get the dinner.
Yeah, I think whoever won the most points just won. The point was that...
But the points would be exchanged for dinner coupons.
Right. But if you were basically giving away everything, then people that had played with you would say, well, he's not good for the team. He's being too nice. That's the bottom line. He's more concerned with being kind and being altruistic than he is with winning.
Right, and depending on what the game was, it could just seem like, oh, he's letting me win.
Right.
Like, he's not actually being competitive. Mm.
Right,
here.
Which would also, for me, be a turnoff. I don't want somebody to let me win. I want to win on my own.
When I play games, I'm competitive.
Right.
But if I see somebody walking towards an entryway and I'm within arm's reach, I will hold the door for them because I'm not an a-hole.
Right, and I think that's the difference. There is common courtesy.
Do you guys think I'm too nice?
No. No one has ever said that about you, I don't think. Have they?
That I can recall.
That was kind of an interesting. The next one is getting too nervous. Never let them see or smell you sweat. Research suggests that the odors of your nervous sweat may subconsciously influence people's judgments on your personality.
Weird.
Well,
even
no
when I'm
kidding.
Nervous, I don't sweat. I've always thought that was really weird. Like,
some people,
nervous sweating is a thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm nervous. I like to put my hands under my armpits.
In your armpits. And
what movie is that from?
Superstar!
What is that from?
I don't know.
A Saturday Night Live skit that became a movie called Superstar.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God. So old. I remember that, though.
Mary Jane something. She went to a Catholic school.
Yeah, I get that. And if you're one of those people, I saw like a commercial for some product that's supposed to address people who nervous sweat. When their hands get sweaty or, you know, when they're in stressful situations. It's just one of those things that it does affect some people, and that can be an off-putting thing. Here's another thing that can be off-putting to other people. Not smiling. Who would have thought?
When you're smiling too much. Like for every one
that's
of these
every
things,
one of these, yeah. There's
the flip
side.
Also the flip side. So basically, don't do anything, but do everything, and everybody's going to be annoyed no matter what you do.
Their advice on this one is, when you're at a networking event and meeting lots of new people, it can be hard to keep a smile plastered to your face. Try anyway.
Oh, I totally get that. I've been to events and stuff like that, and there's those people that just stand around with like this like blank look on their face.
Right.
Like you have a conversation, and they're just like...
Right. So I'm not a big smiler, but I do want to, I grin, you know, I put on a happier face than if I'm talking to you. I don't want you to think it's a drag. Unless it is, and I'm just trying to get rid of you. That can happen,
like,
too.
One of those people that, like, smile at the wrong moment, and it's, like, awkward.
Nervous laughter is definitely a thing.
Right. My grandmother just died. Yeah. Not good.
I never laughed at that situation, but...
I know, but what if something funny were happening right behind that person, and they just told you about their grandmother, but clowns jumped out of a Volkswagen?
Right. Then you turn them around and show them the clowns.
Their grandmother just died. I don't think they want to go be looking at clowns.
But you want
Daryl.
Them to know why you're laughing.
Now you're being insensitive. So no. This is the kind of things. All right, here's another one, including a smiling emoticon in an email. So this, I think, is geared for people in business. Here's where things get a little confusing. Even though smiling in person can make you more likable, research suggests smiling virtually can work to your detriment, especially in more formal settings. Well, this should be common
Formal settings,
sense.
Yes.
But, exactly. But if you're like chatting back and forth with friends.
Winky face on Tinder.
I don't want to know what you do on
like
Tinder.
You're sending, like, your local, representative an email, and you're like, hey, I just wanted to talk to you about this issue, smiley face.
Right.
I'm your best friend.
Right. Yeah, that to me is just kind of common sense. Here's one you can't do anything about whatsoever. Having a hard-to-pronounce name.
Yeah,
having
don't
a
blame
hard
me
pronounced
because,
name.
You know, like my parents needed something.
Right. We know this one really is not fair. But here's the science. A 2012 study by researchers at the University of Melbourne, the University of Louvain, and New York University found people with more complicated last names are judged more negatively. In one experiment included in the study, undergraduate participants read a mock newspaper article about a man running for an upcoming local council election. Some participants read about a man with a relatively easy pronounceable last name. And they give the example Lazaridis or Paradowska. Others read about a man with a harder to pronounce name.
I think you're just making syllables up now.
I think whoever wrote this is just making syllables up.
They probably are.
As it turns out, participants who read about a man with a simpler name said that that candidate was a better fit for the government position than participants who read about the man with a more complicated name. That is interesting.
This also relates to people winding up getting higher levels of position in business.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll see if I can find a study on that.
Nice.
Plus, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.